welcome on your Morning Team Monday show. It's Dave, it's Pat, it's Charlie, it's you. Welcome, we say, online at WSW.com. And welcome on air, 100.5 and 790. Welcome. Thank you, Alexa and Siri, for helping the welcome. Out of studios that are sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops, stonespecialist.net. If you're in the market for granite quartz or marble countertops, we invite you to seek out our studio sponsor. Thank you for doing so. Yeah, 6:43. Monday, Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Some Lions love? I mean, the Lions win the game, but even when the Lions win the game, why did it almost feel like we lost?
I'll be two touchdowns ahead and then almost blow it. I mean, yeah. I see why you almost lost.
I mean, like Matt Prater in the clutch again, even though he's missed a couple of field goals this year. I mean, you know, 59-yarder, he steps up and boots it through, and Stafford finds a way to move them in position to get that field goal within 16 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yay, but again.
I'll give you some good news here.
Oh, please do.
I shared a little bit of this in my sports. This is from ESPN Stats Info at Elias. They said that Prater's 59-yard field goal, fourth largest made field goal in NFL history as time expired. Prater is now 22 for 22 on game tying or go ahead field goals in the fourth quarter inside of or at 2 minutes at the 2 minute warning in his career, 16 and 16 in regulation, 6 for 6 in overtime. That's clutch. So we can at least say they've got one of the best clutch kickers of all time.
No doubt.
But others are saying, what's to say about a team when their best offense is a kicker?
That's how it was with when Jason Hansen was here all those years.
Yeah, that's true. He racked up a lot of points.
Good thing we have had some quality kickers in our Lions' illustrious history.
And that's one thing the Lions have done right for many, many years.
Yeah, kickers.
One thing.
So I heard, and I wasn't in position to watch. I was listening, so I knew what happened, and I knew that in the end there were perhaps some questionable calls, maybe for both sides, to help out Washington at one point and to help out the Lions at one point. I mean, any perspective on that at all? What, pass interference and roughing the passer?
Maybe the pass interference call was a little weak.
That was the Lions.
That was for they kept against the Lions.
Because that would have ended the game.
Yes, that would have. Yeah, it gave Washington.
Coming out at halftime, the Washington coach was lobbying one of the refs. He was having a few words to say to him, and they speculated it had to do with lack of penalties being called that would benefit his team.
Right. But, and the roughing the passer. Hey, but it was roughing the passer, in my opinion. I mean, in old football, was it? Probably not. But, hey, the way it's being called today, you got to be consistent. So, and, you know, Matthew Stafford almost, he should have had a touchdown pass to end the game. The rookie receiver Cephas.
He
had a rough day because he also dropped a big pass earlier in the game too. So he had a rough day. He's the only Wisconsin player that had a bad weekend in Michigan. I thought Stafford played. You know, I thought he was fine. My only problem was we know that the Lions' defense is horrific. I just didn't understand why they got conservative offensively in the second half. They should have just kept doing what they did in the first half. Throw the ball around and try to score more points. They kind of went into more of a running game and got bogged down a little bit there and allowed Washington to come back.
I still say they don't play receivers tight enough, that the zone just doesn't work. You know, they're allowing someone to get 10, 20 yards with a clear catch before they move in on them. Why not try to block that 10, 20-yard catch?
Or if you're going to play zone, you know, play a decent zone. I mean, right. That's the problem. They don't look like they know what they're doing out there. And that's just not me saying it. I've been reading some experts out there who played the game of football, and they're like, the Lions, they're just not coached well defensively.
Well, when you got, Alex Smith, who hasn't played in 2 years.
Posting 390 yards.
Hey, I'll leave it once again for the Lions to make a quarterback look like a Hall of Famer, although he was a quality quarterback, but still, you don't play for 2 years.
One leg, basically.
Swift was looking pretty good.
Yes.
How did you like that hurdle to get an additional 5 yards?
That was
I saw that highlight. That was cool. See that highlight.
Cool. Caught a touchdown pass, too. Yeah, he had a really, really nice game. That was his first start as well, so I think there's some promise
there. Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Kerryon Johnson injury?
No. I think they're going.
Swift is the one.
And he looks the part. He does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So I think they got a winner there, no doubt about it. I like that pick. Yeah. And they got him in the draft this year.
Well, he seemed to be one that you could use, not just for running, but also for the receiving.
That's right.
We'll forgive the earlier drop pass. That's a whole other story. That's long forgotten. Well, as I said, I mean, you know, the Lions, again, got the win, yay, but still.
Well, I was watching the NFL Network before I went to bed last night, and when they showed the NFC playoff standings, guess who they had is in the hunt? The Detroit Lions.
With our 4-5 record.
Yes,
eh?
In the hunt still.
Well, when you consider that if the Lions were, what, in the NFC East, we'd be in first place with a 4-5 record.
Right.
I mean, I suppose, hey, we'll take it. In the strange, weird year of 2020,
yep.
We'll take it. We'll certainly take that more. You made reference. Oh, of both Michigan and Michigan State.
Oh,
we
yeah.
could have gotten any horrible for both teams.
Worst home loss for Michigan since 1937.
Oh.
1937.
And you just felt they were never in that game.
Yeah. No,
they weren't.
They weren't. They were never in the game. No. The game was over at the very, very beginning. Yeah, the team looks like they've given up. I think the coaching staff looks like they have put their arms up and just say that there's nothing they can do about it.
So Harbaugh's looking for a quarterback.
I think Harbaugh will be looking for a new job.
Yeah, I think so.
I think this is it. I think this is it for him.
I saw the only highlight. I wasn't watching. I just happened to have a moment, turn on, and I saw that's when McNamara came in for Milton
mm-hmm.
and went through four plays and got him into the end zone one time.
Right.
I was like, well.
Now I saw a much better game.
Yeah, I know you did.
I was watching the Gators just romp over Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, man, that was a very good win for Florida.
Didn't waste my time on Michigan.
They're what, number six in the country right now, Florida?
Something like that.
Yeah, they looked pretty good. I watched a few minutes of that game. They looked
definitely impressive. I did see that score. I'm like, hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and six touchdown passes. I mean, a school record, I believe.
Yeah, right. So there's Florida. Oh, by the way, though, everybody in the state of Michigan, there is one undefeated Michigan team.
Oh, do tell.
And that is Central Michigan. I just thought I'd say.
Fire up chips.
It took a little while for the MAC season to get going, but they're going very well.
That's right. Right. Yes. So, and I just want to say that I can relate to Tiger Woods for once in my life because I've been on par threes where I've gotten tens as well.
But boy, did he come back.
He did. He did.
Five birdies on the next six holes.
Did.
That really got him charged up, I guess.
That was the mark of a champion.
I don't think he's ever had a 10 before.
No, that was his first.
And on a par three.
Right. So it was, I'll tell you what, it was strange. I enjoyed watching the Masters, but it was strange on Sunday watching it. First of all, in the morning, but secondly, with no crowd.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem right without the roar, that Sunday roar at the Masters. And hopefully they'll get that in 5 months when they come back.
And the thing I missed was the azaleas.
The azaleas.
Oh, yes.
I love the
azaleas
in the springtime.
Yep.
So we'll see them in the spring.
Yep.
The weekend of sports, some love for the Lions somehow. That's where we are on a Monday on WSGW with you.